Hello and welcome to Managing Myeloma. I'm Dr. Mohamed Baljevic, and today I'm going to discuss the NCCN guideline for drug combinations that are listed for use in newly diagnosed transplant-eligible patients. Many of us are frequently asked, how has this been adapted in the medical community, and what are the criteria used to determine who may be most appropriate to start with a four-drug combination? This is an excellent question. And we should start by saying certainly that at this point in time, quadruplet regimens outside the daratumumab, Velcade, thalidomide, and dexamethasone, or DARA-VTD, have not been approved for newly diagnosed multiple myeloma patients. DARA-VMP is the one that's been approved for newly diagnosed non-transplant-eligible patients, and DARA-VTD has been the one that's approved for newly diagnosed transplant-eligible patients. As we saw today, we have covered the Cassiopeia data based on which this approval was made. However, we are still in the process of conducting Perseus phase 3 trial that is evaluating whether or not the PFS benefit will be present with DARA VRD versus VRD. And there are also innovative designs that are accruing large number of patients with DARA-KRD based regimens. So at this point in time, it certainly may even be challenging to try to give quadruplets outside DARA-VTD because of limitations in terms of insurance coverage. However, we have been receiving, and some have been choosing to do DARA-VRD quadruplet, and that's certainly acceptable. At this point in time, we don't have any data to tell us whether or not we should preferably be choosing this type of quadruplet option just for high-risk patients and then omit them for standard risk, where VRD may certainly be acceptable and enough. This is also something that over time we will hopefully learn more about, and we'll know certainly whether quadruplets is something that, you know, does not need to be given to all comers. So in summary, quadruplets is something that is very attractive, as we saw in terms of depths of responses, certainly very, very deep. And we do know that the deeper the responses, particularly to early lines of therapy, the better the long-term outcome can be expected. And this certainly goes for especially situations when we reach MRD negative response situations. It's certainly not unreasonable, as many of the centers are practicing approaches where if the patient does achieve these very, very deep responses, that the stem cells can be collected and the transplantation even deferred until the time of relapse. So there are designs that are also asking this question in an MRD-adapted fashion, and over the next coming number of years, we hope to learn a lot more in terms of how these quadruplet regimens, as well as MRD directed approaches, can help us achieve better treatment decisions for our patients that will maximize the efficacies while at the same time minimizing the toxicities.